as I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, when he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, what a day, a glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand, leads me through the promised land. What a day, a glorious day that will be. Sing it one more time. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. And I look upon his face, one who saved me by his grace. Takes me and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. Amen. Yes, it will. Praise the Lord. We just don't know what kind of a day that's going to be. It's going to be a lot more than what we could even dream to make it to that place and to get to see our Savior face to face. Isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord tonight? Praise the Lord. What a privilege it is to get to come and be in the house of the Lord. So glad you're here. Most of all, we're glad for the presence of the Lord. We believe it's going to come and be in this service tonight. And you know what? It don't matter who is here, who is not here. If he's here, he'll make up all the difference if he's here. That's what we strive for, is to make sure he's here. Do you want to welcome him into this service tonight? Let's give him a real nice hand clap of praise tonight if you love him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, why don't you turn around? Now, you may get out of breath, but go somewhere and shake somebody's hand. Greet him in the name of the Lord. Tell him you're glad to see him in church tonight. What a privilege, Brother Mike. God bless you, buddy. Praise the Lord. Let's sing a little bit more of that. Play a little bit of it, if you will. Then we'll sing it.
Day that will be.
Praise the Lord. I'm going to let you be seated for just a little bit tonight while we look at our prayer requests. Brother Mike Howell is going to come and pray over the prayer request here just in a minute. So glad to have him with us tonight. Brother David Gavin and Brother Mike Howell, glad to have those folks with us tonight, aren't we? Praise the Lord. Yes, we are. Amen. I want to pray for Brother Kirk Sacker tonight. He's sick in body, needs healing. Let's just pray that the Lord would be mindful of our brother. Sister Charity Hubbard had sent in a prior request, just some pretty serious situations, but she says, now, praise the Lord, the mom that she had requested prayer for has been released from the hospital, and her heart is doing much better than before, and they want to praise the Lord for that tonight. Somebody say praise the Lord. Amen. Also pray for my sister-in-law's mother who suffered a heart attack and is now in the ICU as well. So both her and sister and mom are now in the hospital. So let's remember those needs tonight as we pray. Brother Joel Moyer sends this in, asking the body of Christ to continue to remember my wife in prayer. She's been admitted to the hospital, being treated for diverticulitis and issues related to different surgeries that she's had. Please continue to remember our two daughters in prayer. God knows all about it. Also, my job situation. We just commit those needs unto the Lord. God's able to meet those needs tonight in that family's life. Brother, I'll make that announcement just in a minute. Please pray for Sister Christine Baker for back problems. Let's just commit her to the Lord tonight. Francis Shelton, pain in body. Sister Rachel Estep sends that in. Let's remember that need tonight. And I'll go ahead and read that request that Sister Charity Hubbard had sent in so that you'll know what the Lord has done. I would like to put in a prayer request for my sister-in-law's sister who's 29 and a mother. She's been diagnosed with lymphoma, has infiltrated her heart. She is currently on life support and waiting for further improvements before chemo can be started. The doctors say it's in God's hands. So the later request that I gave you, she's doing much better. Her heart is doing improved, and we just praise the Lord for that. God is so good to us. You have an unspoken prayer request tonight, something you'd like for this group to pray about tonight. We just want to commit these things unto the Lord. All the folks that's traveling on the highways, different places, let's pray that God would grant them traveling mercies as they are on traveling and here and there. And a lot of folks in South Carolina for the wedding that was today, I reckon. So let's pray for their safety on the highways, that the Lord will be mindful of them. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. We believe that, don't we? Amen. Let's stand to our feet tonight. Brother Mike Howell, if you'll come, take us to the Lord in prayer. We just commit these things unto the Lord. Certainly appreciate our brother, don't we? God bless you, Brother Mike. Love you, buddy. Appreciate you, buddy. God bless you.
Good to be with you tonight. Send greetings from Brother Homer. He's been a little sick and down. Appreciate all the cards and calls and everything right now he's been going through. So let's just bow our hearts, talk to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we stand here tonight, Lord, once more, Lord, with nothing within us, Lord, in ourselves, Father, but we're totally dependent on you, Lord, tonight. May you come, Lord, and may your spirit come down amongst us, oh God, amongst your children tonight, Lord. May you come get into the word, Lord. May you show yourself, Lord, as a healer to these ones, Father, that's been mentioned tonight. May this be the night, oh God, that ones that's come into our camp, Lord, that they've been bound by spirits, Lord. They've been sick in their body, Lord. May this be the night they walk out of here, Lord. Delivered, oh God. And healed, Lord, in your presence, Father. Lord, you come do the preaching tonight. You come do the singing for us, I ask, Lord. May you minister, Lord. May the Holy Ghost come down, Father. And may the atmosphere be where you could move, Lord, and you could heal, Father. May each one's ears be anointed to hear tonight, O Lord. May you anoint your servant, Lord, as he's prepared. And we hadn't come to be seen, Lord, but we come here, Lord, for you to come down and speak through him, Lord. Father, may you receive all the glory, All the honor from this service, oh God, these ones mentioned, these desperate needs, Lord, they're desperate and they're sick, needy. Father, may you heal them. May you heal them in their souls, Lord. They may become sick again, Father. But if you heal that soul one time, Lord, that's what we're looking for, the change of that body. We love you tonight. We give you praise. We give you honor. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Thank you, Brother Mike. God bless you, my brother. Praise the Lord. Ushers, if you'd like to come at this time, we'll receive the evening offering. You give us unto the Lord. If you're a visitor here with us tonight, and we do have some folks visiting, certainly glad to have those folks with us tonight as visitors. May God bless you tonight. All those that will be streaming the service, we pray this service will be a great blessing to those folks as well. Now, the church has produced a new CD that's available over in the library. If you'd like to pick up one of those, congregational and some special singing on this CD. Also, Brother Lenio has a DVD over in the library. I get there's still some of those over there, Brother Lenio, in the library that was recorded in South Africa. So it's a DVD. If you'd like to pick one of those up, we'll announce that again in the morning, this CD and Brother Lenio's DVD was recorded in South Africa. So remember that. Let's sing a song tonight, Heaven's Jubilee. We're fixing to find out what it's all about, aren't we? Somebody say praise the Lord. Somebody say praise the Lord. Give him one more hand clap of praise tonight if you love him. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting on that happy morning when we all shall rise. Yes. Oh, yes, sir. Praise the Lord. Amen. I intend to be there, don't you? Amen. I can't sing too good over here, but I'm going to have a good voice over yonder. Praise the Lord. We'll all be good singers in glory, Brother Terry. Praise the Lord. Let's sing a little chorus tonight, just before we change the order of the service. Brother Aaron, if you'd get ready to come and sing for us tonight. But let's sing that little chorus. God is good all the time. And all the time our God is good. Do you believe that tonight, church? Do you believe that with all your heart? If all of our problems and our situations and our sicknesses and our frailties and our just being a human being sometimes will wear you out, won't it? Just being a human being. But I'm so glad that our God is so good to us. He loves us so much. He saved you for this hour. He saved you for this hour. What an hour to get to live for Him. Right here in Satan's living room, we're living for Jesus. Are you glad about it tonight? Give Him one more hand clap of praise. Amen. Well, my God is good. I know He is. He's good all the time. God is good. Yes, He is. He's good all the time. You can search the whole world over. No greater friend you'll find. He's not good once in a while, but He's good all the time. I want you to sing it like you believe it now. Oh, our God is good. I know He is. He's good all the time. God is good. Yes, He is. He's good all the time. You can search the whole world over. No greater friend you'll find. He's not good once in a while, but He's good. You gotta sing that one more time. Whoa, I said my God is good. I know He is. He's good all the time. God is good. Yes, He is. He's good all the time. You can search the whole world over. No greater friend you'll find. He's not good once in a while, but He's good all the time. Somebody say praise the Lord. Amen. You can be seated tonight. God bless you, Brother Aaron. We enjoy hearing you sing, buddy. We want you to know that. Certainly appreciate Sister Lindsay, Brother Aaron. Good folks. They're just good people. God bless you, buddy.
Majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps Himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. Trembles at His voice, trembles at His voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God. Age to age He stands, and time is in His hand, beginning and the end. Beginning and the end. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God. our God, 'cause you're the name above all names, worthy of all praise. My heart will sing, how great is our God, oh, 'cause you're the name above all names. Sing it with me. You're the name above all names, worthy of all praise. My heart will sing, how great is our God, oh, 'cause you're the name above all names, worthy of all praise.
So divine. No one but our Lord could mastermind such a thing, predestinated in Him how we should sing. Glory, glory to the Lamb, to the chosen of Him, how grateful I am. For the Scripture says not even the world could contain all the things that Jesus has done, including His pain. So to know all these things that were foreordained before time is a wisdom from God, straight from His mind. So what we must do is watch and obey, keeping our garments spotless and ready for that day, knowing that the foolish will miss the great ride and only those that are ready will be part of his bride.
Amen.
Amen. You believe that?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we just appreciate the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. How many's got a need tonight? Amen. Let's just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we're just so grateful for your mercy and your goodness to us tonight, Lord Jesus. Lord, for your grace to us, Lord Jesus. And we just ask, oh God, that you just help us, oh God. Lord, we just ask, Lord, that you just be with us, oh God, and help each and every one of us, Lord, to know that we know that we know tonight, Lord Jesus. And Father, we just ask, oh God, that you'd help us, oh God. Be with us, oh God. I pray, Lord Jesus, you saw the hands, Lord. You know what was behind each and every hand, Father. And we just ask, Lord, that you come on the scene on behalf of each and every need that's here tonight, Lord Jesus. I pray, oh God, that you just help us, oh God. Help us, oh God. Lord God, may the, Lord, just recharge our batteries tonight, Lord God. And help us to worship you, just to love you, Lord God, just to be obedient to you, Lord Jesus. And we pray, oh God, that you, as we would endeavor to try to say something that would help your people tonight, Lord God, that you just come, Lord God, open up our heart, Lord, open up our understanding to your word, oh God, and just minister to each and every one, oh God. Lord, I may not know what each and every one has need of, Lord, but you do, Lord, and you can speak through me, Lord, to their need, Lord God, and that need be met, Lord God. And so, Father, we'd ask, oh God, that you just help us, Lord God, as we would read your word. We know that the word, Father, Lord, is already anointed, Lord, and we got a promise in your word, Lord, that you said when it goes forth, it will not return back void, Lord. For when it goes out, it will accomplish what it is sent to accomplish, what it's purpose for is here tonight, Lord. May it do that tonight, Father, and we give you the glory and the honor and the praise for it all. For we ask these things in the lovely name of Jesus Christ, and God's people said,
Amen.
Oh, mercy. Let me tear this up. Tonight, turn with me to the book of Revelation, the second chapter. I want to speak tonight on left our first love.
Yes.
Left our first love.
Oh, my.
Amen. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 1. It says, unto the angel of the church of Ephesus, write these things, saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles, and are not, and hast found them liars. And hast borne, and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored, and hast not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. But this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which also I hate. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And to him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. You love him tonight. You appreciate him. Amen. So I was thinking here tonight on this subject here, out of that fourth verse, it says, nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee because thou hast left thy first love. Amen. And so
That's what I want to talk to us tonight a little bit about, just kind of, you know, just looking at it coming up the road and yesterday and just thinking about it, you know, and I just thinking about this, you know, it's, and here it is, and he begins to address this under the angel, which we know was Paul and all that, and I just begin to think, you know, it is good what other people say about you. Amen. How many likes what people, you know, and like the, I believe it was one time when, you know, and just, somebody was telling, I think, the prophet or somebody how great they were and how they done a good job and all that and all that. And that one said, well, you know, I wouldn't like that. And, you know, and Brother Brown said, well, there's one thing about the difference between me and you. You're a liar and I ain't, you know, because everybody likes to have good things said about them. Amen. And so here it was. God was, he was commending the church. Amen. And how that he said there in the sixth verse, he said, but this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which Nicol meant to conquer the laity. And that's what they was trying to do, to put it all in the pulpit. Amen. And so the people couldn't worship and serve God out of the dictates of their heart. Amen. So it's good to know that other people like you and all that. But I wonder, what does the Lord say about us tonight? What does the Lord say about you? What does the Lord say about me tonight? In one place in the scripture, he said, shall I find faith when I come back? Amen. Some fellowship, can I find somebody that actually is standing for what I said to stand for? Amen. Amen. We had Brother Fred Mullins preach for us last weekend, and he did a good job, and he said some things I thought, you know, was really commendable, you know, because he said, you know, I remember some when we first came in the message, and we got rid of things because the prophet of God said, apply the token, kick this out, which is the television, amen. But we see today we're bringing it all back in. Is the message still true or isn't it? Amen. Is the message still right or isn't it? Amen. So I wonder what does the Lord say about us? Does he commend us? Does he say, yeah, you're doing good, or you're all right? Or is he rebuking us and say, hey, you've left your first love. You left what you used to do. You used to want to come to church. Nothing would keep you out of the house of God. But now you don't hardly come to the house of God. Amen. You used to worship God. You used to, when people would sing specials or whatever, you used to enter in and sing and worship with them. But now you don't. Amen. What does the Lord say about you? Amen. Some of us may only be Christians by profession and not what we possess. I don't want to only profess that I'm a Christian, but I want to possess what I'm talking about. Amen. I remember one time, amen, Brother Terry seen a little sticker in the back of the church one time. It says, if you were arrested for being a Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict you? I wonder tonight, is that I'm saying that to you tonight. I'm saying it to me. If we were arrested for being a Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict us? Amen. Oh, God. Help us, Lord. So let's just look at this for a little bit. He said, unto the angel of the church of Ephesus, write these things, saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, which we know that was Christ, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. Christ indeed, the life of the church. Amen. No other life. Amen. There's no other life. And without him, amen, without him, we may be assembled here this morning, or tonight rather, and we come tonight, and we're assembled here, and we sing the songs of Zion, we come to minister word, and whatever, we hear the specials, but without him, it's just a religious society. It's just become a ritual. No life in it without him. It's a meaningless gathering of people. We could do that at a restaurant somewhere or whatever. But I didn't come for that tonight. I come for one purpose, and that's to worship my God. I come to hear from God. I come to talk about God. I come to lift my hands toward my Savior. Amen. That's what I come for. Amen. Verse 2, he said, I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience and how thou cannot spare them which are evil. He said he knows their works. He knows me and your works. He knows our labor. Amen. And he said, and thy patience and how thou cannot spare them which are evil. I hope he can say that about us tonight. Because you see, every age, every age he ended it with, he that had the ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Down through the ages, everyone, Ephesus, Smyrna, everyone, and all sin is heaped up in this last age. Amen. So we got to not only combat the spirit of Ephesus, which Ephesus mean to be aimed at, then relaxed. They were aimed at. They were going in the right direction, but then they became relaxed. Oh, God, help us tonight. Amen. Help us to be aimed at the right direction, but help us, Lord, not to be relaxed. Because this is not a relaxing age. If you stop just for a moment. Amen. The devil will get you. Amen. I don't want to stop just for a moment. Amen. But I want to keep pressing on. Hallelujah. Amen. And then he ended it up with, to him that overcometh. Amen. Let me to know that there's going to be an overcomer in this age. You're looking at one. What's Brother Donnie been preaching on? Overcoming. And he said, sometimes we got to overcome what? We got to overcome ourselves. Amen. I know I got to overcome myself. Amen. I'm the biggest hindrance. It's me sometimes. If you get anywhere with God, it's me. It's me. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's not my brother. It's not my sister. But it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Amen. What did the prophet of God say? He said, there's one thing we solicit. We don't solicit your money. We don't solicit this and that, but we solicit your prayers. Amen. That's what I solicit tonight, is your prayers. Amen. He said, you have found them that are evil, and that has tried them, which say they are apostles, and are not, and has found them liars. Oh, how beautiful. The Savior presses and commends his people. He takes full account of their attitude. Amen. I wonder, Brother Jim, if he's doing that tonight. He's taking full account of our attitude. How you feeling? Amen. You feel? Amen. We got the text from Brother Don. We was praying for you the other day. Amen. And hope everything's all right. Amen. So we just, he gives full account of their attitude. Oh my, I don't want never to ever be discouraged. But I know that God is always, amen, gracious. Amen. Hallelujah. And he's always knows my attitude. He knows everything that I'm doing. Amen. And I want to be encouraged tonight to know that God has me on his mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, now has borne and has patience, and for thy name's sake has labored and has not fainted. Then verse 4, he said, but nevertheless, I somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Amen. I wonder if that might be our problem tonight. Amen, that we've left our first love. Oh, God, help us tonight. Amen. Sometimes, Brother Terry, I just want to fall in love all over again with him. Amen, knowing that if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here tonight. You wouldn't be here tonight. But it's all because of God's grace, God's election. And I thank God. Now, let me read that fourth verse if I can. Again, out of another translation, it'd be all right. He said, but I have one charge against you, or to make against you, that you have left or abandoned the love that you had at first. Whew. He said, I've got one charge to make against you, that you have left or you have abandoned the love that you had at first. I wonder if we can go back and remember when we first got saved. Or when we first came into to the light of this glorious gospel that we believe it to be the message of the hour. Amen. Oh, my. I remember when we first started out, I was just a kid, about 10, 11 years old. And I remember, you know, my dad, the first two records they got, the red records, was them 45s, I think they were, the Great Harlot. And one against organized religion and things like that. And I thought, my. And you know, some of them were scratched up, and we'd get them reel-to-reel tapes, and we'd listen to them. Some of them were so, you know, distorted and all that. But we'd every word, Brother Terry, we just had to hang on to. Amen. And then we'd call, and I remember Mom and Dad, and even Brother Homer, he'd tell you, we'd call up somebody, hey, say, hey, have you heard this tape? Have you heard that? Did you hear what Brother Branham said? But what about it now? We want to talk about who won the ball game or who did this. And there might not be nothing wrong with that. But where's our love toward God at? A ball game ain't going to get us in a rapture, but this will. Whew. Amen. Hallelujah. Now my wife, she texted me a while ago. She said, now make sure you do tie everything. She's my worst critic. You know how it is, Brother Terry. You know, well, you know, that's the prophet of God. I was listening to the Absolute the other day. And Brother Brown said, now the baseball game, when you're playing baseball, they have an absolute, and that's the umpire. But then he made a mistake, and he began to call it empire. And he said that several times. So the next service that night he was preaching, sirs, is this the time? And he began to tell about Sister Meaty back there. I said, now she said, I made a mistake. She's my worst critic. She said, I said empire instead of umpire. Amen. So I hope I can say everything just right and everything and all that. And so maybe after service, she won't text me. She said, you know, you did. Amen. I love her tonight. Amen. Amen. We had to have Brother Mike come with us. But so, but I guess he'll do. But, you know, there ain't nothing like your wife. Amen. Amen. So he said, you have left, abandoned that love that you had at first. You have deserted me. Your first love. Oh, God, I wonder tonight, have we deserted him tonight? Amen. Have we deserted him, or is he our first love tonight? Is he our all in all tonight? Jeremiah, the second chapter, the 13th verse says it like this, for my people have committed two evils. They've committed two evils. He said, they have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters. Oh, Brother Mike, can you imagine? Brother Jim, can you imagine? He said, they have committed two evils. Number one, they have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters. Can you imagine forsaking the one who died for you? Forsaking the one that made it all possible that you could be here tonight? Forsaking the one that when you were sick, he touched your body and healed you? Forsaking the one that called you? Amen. He didn't have to call you, but he did. By election, by his grace. And you're sitting here tonight with your hands lifted toward him. And to think that you would desert him, that you would leave him the fountain of living waters. Oh, God, help us not to tonight. Amen. He said, they've forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and they've hewn for themselves cisterns, broken cisterns, which cannot hold water. Whew. Cisterns, broken cisterns, which can't hold water. Oh, God, help us. Amen. I thank God has created us for an intimate relationship with himself. Amen. And keeping that relationship with him must be our top priority. Amen. Keeping that fire burning. Amen. Our love for him must be our top priority. That's what it must be. Amen. He don't play second fiddle. Amen. He wants to be number one in your life. Amen. And he created me and you. Amen. Oh, sang with me. Amen. Like Brother Aaron sung. Amen. Worship God with me. Amen. That's what he wants us to do. Amen. He wants to. We don't have to wait for Brother Louis. We don't have to wait for Brother Harry to get the organ pumped up. There should be something in us. Amen. That'll make us, amen, want to lift our hands and say, Lord, I love you. Lord, I appreciate you. There should be something bubbling over. that keeps pushing. Amen. Oh my. Keeping that relationship with Him must be that our top priority. Amen. Serving the Lord must be out of love and obedience and not a ritual or a tradition. I don't want it to become a ritual or a tradition tonight, but I want it to be out of love and out of obedience. He got on to them, the Israelites, because it became a ritual to them, just a tradition to them. Amen. Oh, God, help us. Amen. Maybe I'll get on that in the morning. Amen. You pray for us. Amen. But he says, serving, it must be serving the Lord, must be out of love. Is it out of love tonight? Did you come to church? Amen. Out of love tonight? Or did you come at Saturday night? I better go. If I don't go, Brother Donnie's going to seek the deacons after me and see where I'm at. No, we come because we love Him. The prophet of God said, if you've got the Holy Ghost, you can't wait for the doors to open and come in here and fellowship with your brothers and sisters alike, precious faith. That's what he said. But now, we got second and third and maybe fourth generation believers. Whew. Amen. I somewhere preaching one time. Told the pastor, we sitting in the back room before coming out, you know, and all that. And I said, you know, sometimes I wonder. And I go, because I remember. Like I said, when we first come to messaging, I remember one time my mama was ironing some clothes. And she was saying, David, I'll be surprised if you see your 12th birthday. I was 10 and a half, 11 years old. Hey, well, I passed that several times. Amen. But I wonder, that was just as real as it was. That's just how close we believed it was. And how much nothing would hinder us from coming to the house of God. Nothing from hinder us from getting down on our knees and praying to our God and say, God, I love you. God, I pray. But what's happened? The second and the third generations. And today, they don't even realize that there's been some of them don't even realize that there's been a messenger in this our day. That there's been a voice in this our day to pull us back to the pure, unadulterated word. Whew. Amen. I believe we need to keep it before the people. Amen. So they'll know. Amen. I remember, and I might have told this here one time. I remember. Amen. And before I tell this, just turn with me quickly into your Bibles to Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter. Amen. Hallelujah. I didn't have this printed out or whatever, but I thought this was real good. I was thinking about that coming under the road, and Brother Mike was driving, and I pulled out my Bible. I began to look at something. Well, I remember my grandson. You know, they lived with us for about a year and a half, my daughter and her husband, grandkids, and so the oldest one. Like I said many times, you can't get nothing in on him. He's pretty quick. I told him, I called him and FaceTimed him last night, and you know, and say, well, y'all gonna come spend the night with Nana while I'm gone. And I always get them, and you know, and they said, well, Papa, I said, why do, I said, now who's the boss of this house? They said, well, you know, Papa, you are, but you know, you're gonna be gone, so we asked Nana. Amen. I said, well, you know, and they say, well, Papa, we don't know sometimes whether you're joking or not. So we just, you know, so we just, but anyway, and so one day I was there when they was living with us, Brother Jim, I was studying, looking up some things that the prophet of God said, and I might have said this here before, and Luke, his name, he came through there and he said, Papa, you're sure into that Brother Branham stuff, ain't you? I said, yes, sir, son. Amen. I want him to realize that there's been a mighty man of God in our generation by the name of William Marion Branham, and that he was a prophet, amen, and a man to this age to point us back to Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Now look what Deuteronomy, the sixth chapter and fourth verse says. He said, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. He wanted them to hear. Amen. He said, hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one God. And I want you to love the Lord with all your soul and with all your might. Amen. I want you to do that. Amen. And then listen, the sixth verse. And these words which I command you this day shall be in thine heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. And shalt talk of them when thou settest in thine house. Amen, Brother Terry. I want to talk about it when I'm in my house, when I'm on my job, where I'm at. Well, I want to talk about it. I want to talk about it to my children. I want to talk about it to my grandkids. Said, you'll talk about it. Amen. You'll talk about it. When thou settest in thy house, you'll talk about it. Amen. Hallelujah. When thou walkest in the way, you're going to talk about it. Amen. And when thou layest down and when thou risest up, amen, I'm going to talk about it. 9 times out of 10, anymore when me and my wife go to bed, we have some guy, or I shouldn't say it like that, forgive me, but some brother, amen, like Brother Donnie or Brother Tim or whoever it may be preaching, or Brother Brandon preaching the pure, unadulterated Word of God. Amen. When we go to sleep at night. Amen. Why? Because I want to get it and I want to retain it. And I want it to be not just to hear it and just be a hearer on it, but I want it to become a part of me and be a part of it. Amen. Hallelujah. Talk about it when you lay down. When you rise up, talk about it. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine head. And they shall be a frontlet between thine eyes. I mean, he wanted them to take notice and remember what had happened. Amen. To talk about it. Amen. Keep it before them. Because you see, the second and third generation, it's left. Amen. They don't know about it much, but I want to keep it before them. I want to talk about it when I'm walking, when I'm laying down in bed, when I rise up. I want to keep it before them. Amen. And thou shalt write them upon the post of the house and on thy gates. And it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them great and goodly cities which thou buildest not, and houses full of all good things which thou feedest not, and wells dug which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees which thou plantest not, when they shall have eaten and be full. He wants us to do that. And remember how the Lord had brought them out of the land of Egypt. Amen. I want to tell them how that God has brought us out of bondage, out of denominationalism, and into the full Word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Joshua 4 said it like this, about the 12th verse, when he began to say, hey, when it's time to cross Jordan there, he said, I want one guy, one man out of every tribe to take a stone, 12 stones, and when you go across Jordan, you put these stones right there where I tell you to put them. And when the time comes, and when your children begin to ask their fathers, what mean these stones, you can tell them what happened. Amen. It'll be there for a memorial that you can tell them what happened. I want to tell them what happened, how that God brought me out, how that God delivered me, how that God is keeping me. It'll be for a memorial. He said, that's nonsense. The prophet of God said in 1954, everlasting life, our foundation is sure. God has proved it to us by signs and wonders and pictures. What's this mean, Paul? What's this mean, Nana? That's when God came down and had his photograph taken with a prophet. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. 1 Samuel 15:22 says it like this. And Samuel said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings, as sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of the rams. Amen. See what had happened here. Y'all know the story. He had told Saul to go down to this King Agag and destroy everything. Destroy all the cattle. Destroy everything. All the sheep. All the oxen. All the babies. Moms and dads. Everything. Oh, you said them pretty little babies, but they was going to grow up to be just like their daddy. Amen. And he wanted Saul to destroy everything. And you remember they got up and he got pressured by the people and he didn't do it. And when he came and met Samuel on the way, Samuel said, Saul, have you done all that the Lord has commanded you? He said, yes. He said, there once the lowing of the oxen and the bleating of the sheep that I hear. He says, to obey is better than sacrifice. And he said, well, who is this here? King Agag. Why'd you bring him? And Samuel took the sword and cacked into pieces. Oh, what we need to do is take the sword of the Word of God and hack the enemy to pieces. And so he told him and said, Samuel said, hath the Lord has great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice. In matter of words, you should obey what he said, Samuel. Saul, you should have done what the Lord said. What is our attitude, I wonder? What about our worship? Has it just become a ritual? Or do we really love the Lord? Do we really love him tonight? Amen. Jeremiah 7:23 says it like this. But this thing commanded I them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God. And you shall be my people, and walk ye in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well unto you. He said, obey the voice of God. Obey the voice of the Lord. He said that it may be well with you. Amen. Obey him and walk ye in all his ways. One scripture says, Jesus himself said, if you love me, what? You keep my commandments. What did he say? He said for us to love one another. Amen. He said for us to go to church. Amen. Because Jesus himself went to church. You find him when he was here upon the earth. He was in the temple worshiping God. Amen. Hallelujah. To obey the voice of God. That's what we got to do. But I wonder sometimes we've left our first love. Amen. And we haven't obeyed like we should have. Then I'm saying tonight, Lord, help me. Get me back to where I once was. Just once more, Lord. Once more, may I feel your power. Once more, may I feel your presence. Whew. Amen. Hosea 6:6, for I desired mercy and not sacrifice and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. Amen. He has no desire for half-hearted religious rituals. Amen. What we need is a heartfelt religion. Amen. When I say hallelujah tonight, I don't want it just to be a ritual, but I want it to come from the depths of my heart, from my innermost being. Hallelujah. When I come in here, I don't want to wait for Brother Louis to pump me up. I want to be pumped up. I want to come. The Bible says enter his courts with thanksgiving and his gates with praise. That's what I want to do. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to say preach it, Brother Homer. Preach it, Brother Donnie. You can't preach it too hard for a believer. You can't preach it too hard for a real born again child of God. A real born again son and daughter of God. Amen. You can't preach heaven too high and hell too hot for a son and daughter of God. Preach, Brother David. Amen. Hallelujah. We've left our first love. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I want it to be heartfelt. Amen. Hallelujah. What did he say? Jesus said, they draw nigh to me with their lips, but their heart's far from me. I wonder how many of us sung tonight. Was it just with our lips? Or did it come from our heart? Somebody gets up here to sing, and we can't enter in. Somebody gets up here to lead singing, and we can't enter in and worship God with them. It's just become entertainment and not worship. Amen. God help us. Amen. I don't want it to become entertainment, but I want to be able to enter in and worship. And give my God glory. Give him honor. Amen. He said, they draw near with their mouth, but their heart is far from me. How far is your heart from him tonight? our hearts. I want my heart on fire. Amen. With the love of God. Amen. I want to joyfully love Him. Amen. When I write out my check to Christian Assembly back home, I want to write it not grudgingly, but I want to be a cheerful giver. I don't want to do it out of a ritual or something else, but I want to do it as a love from my heart to God, giving back to Him what He gave to me. Amen. Mark 12:33 says it, and to love Him with all thy heart and with all thy understanding and with all thy soul and with all thy strength, and to love his neighbor as himself is more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifice. Now that's just self-explanatory. That don't need no explanation to it, does it, Brother Terry? He said, love the Lord your God with all your heart. With all. That's A-double-L. That means nothing outside, nothing in reserve, with all your heart. Brother Branham preached a message on doors and a door. Amen. He said, sometimes we give him this, they come in here, don't sit down, right? No, don't. You can't sit. Then he ain't really, you ain't really making him welcome. If he can't go in this room, he can't. Amen. There's some rooms we don't want him in. That room of self-centeredness. That room of, you know, self-righteousness. We don't even walk him in that room. But I said, God, come and walk in every room of my heart. And whatever I need, Lord, if there's something in there that's not like you, then take it out of me, Lord. Shear me from everything, Lord God. Letting me do it willfully, Lord, and obediently. He said to love him with all his heart and with all the understanding and with all thy soul and with all the strength, and to love his neighbor as thyself. I wonder if we do that. Amen. Brother Branson, nothing going there but perfect love. I wonder if we can say we love each other tonight. Amen. Oh, God, help us. Amen. Help us. Oh. Now let's look at three. Let's just look at three points of this. What was our first love? Can we just look at that for a little bit? You know, when we just knew it, a new Christian. How many remembers that? When you just maybe got saved, maybe were just newly Christian, just newly born again, or whatever, however you want to say it. Amen. And you know, when he first saved our souls. You know what? We done whatever he asked us to do. Amen. Lord, whatever you want me to do. Lord, I'll be willing. Lord, use me. Amen. Though the cost be great, I'll work for you, Lord. Amen. Whatever, Lord, you want me to do. Whatever he asked us. Amen. You may read my Bible and pray, then I'll do that, Lord. Us as sisters, you want me to wear my dresses below my knees when I'm sitting, when I'm walking, then I'll do that, Lord. Like Ruth said to Naomi, all thou sayest I'll do. Whatever. Amen. What was Esther? Whatever she wanted to find out, what does the king like? What does he like? Then that's what I want to do. That's how I present myself. If he wants me to walk holy, then that's how I'm going to walk. I'm going to walk holy. If he wants me to come to church, then that's what I'm going to do. Amen. Prayed. We listened to tapes. Amen. We were earnest. Nothing could keep us out of his house. Whew. Every word of his was precious. Amen. And we wanted, amen, to make sure we caught every word. Whew. Amen. It's the loss of our first love that makes us tend to our bodies instead of our souls. We wonder what everybody's thinking about this outside. And we don't care what the inside, what he's looking at. I know the outside, we're supposed to, if the inside will reflect what's on the, it'll reflect what's on the outside, reflect what's on the inside. And that's why we got to take care of the inside. Amen. But sometimes we want to take care of this old body, you know what I mean? In a worldly manner and everything. And don't worry about this. Like the prophet of God said, we'll go to a restaurant. And if there's a fly in our soup, we want to sue the restaurant. But we'll come to the house of God. And amen. And let the preacher preach anything and all this. Things that's not contrary to the word. Things that is contrary to the word of God. Things against what the prophet taught. And then we'll sit there and take that. Amen. And we won't say, hey, wait a minute. The prophet didn't teach
treat you like this.
Amen. Amen. He didn't teach it like that. Amen. He said it's our first love that makes us tend to our bodies instead of our souls. Don't take that. We don't take that blazing love, that burning love, that ridiculous love that we used to have, that burning love that we used to have, that blazing love that we used to have, that ridiculous love that we used to have, that we drive hundreds of miles just to hear one sermon. Amen. Having fellowship with Christ. Now we care about our ministry more than we have fellowship with Christ. Oh God, help us. Amen. We used to be young in Christ. We'd do anything, but how little we do now. Amen. We care more about, hey, what people think about us than what He thinks about us. I don't care what anybody thinks about me. I'm going to come to the house of God and worship God. I'm going to come and lift my hands if that's what He wants me to do. I'm going to come and say, God, I love you if that's what He wants me to do. Amen. Lost our love. Lost our first love. There's a lack of prayer in our lives. Brother Brandon said it like this. He said, we could sing too much, we could talk too much, but we can never pray enough. Amen. Prayer brings us into a fellowship with Him. Amen. It's us talking back to Him. Our communication between, wouldn't it be miserable for a man and woman, Brother Terry, to be married and they wouldn't have no communication? You see that a lot in this age that we're living in. No communication between the husband and the wife. And what natural types of spiritual? There's no communication between us and our husband, Christ. Oh God, help me, Lord. Oh, help me, Lord. You want me to go there? You don't want me to go here? You want me to do this? You don't want me to do that? Help me, Lord, to be obedient. Help me to be on speaking terms with you, Lord. Help me to pray. Help me to sing. Help me to worship. Help me to fast, Lord. We used to do all that. Now where is it? Oh, we may know more because God has fixed it to iPods, iPhones, and all these things. He's fixed it where they cleaned up the tapes and you can hear it real, real good, just like you, sometimes like you were sitting right there in the meeting. Amen. Oh, we may know more. We may be older. We may be wiser. We may be richer. But we'd give all that up just to go back to our first love, wouldn't we? We'd go give all that up just to get back to where we once was. To where we used to be. Oh God, help us tonight. Peggy, I said it like this. Said you earn wages, but only to put them in your pockets that's full of holes. He said, consider your ways. Amen. Said everyone runs to their sealed houses where mine lays desolate. Amen. He said, consider your ways. You have much, but you, amen, you sow much, but you reap little. Amen. What was it? You got what you wanted, but you lost what you had. You used to have joy. Amen. But you got that raise on the job, now you don't have no more joy. Amen. You got that new boat, you got that new car, but you lost out with God. Amen. You got what you wanted, but you lost what you had. Used to be willing to come to the house of God. Amen. But you got what you wanted, so you lost what you had. We need to consider our ways. Amen. Number two, where did we lose our first love? To the world? Huh? When we didn't have nothing. Amen. More than we used to have, but less grace for one another. Whew. Amen. Oh, better jobs, better this, better cars, better all this. Amen, all this, but less grace for one another. Oh, God. Maybe we were living closer to God when we had nothing than when we had very little. or when we have a lot, have much. We was living more closer to God when we had nothing than now when we got a whole lot. Amen. We think, well, God, we got this. We got the raise on the job. We got this. We got this. We don't need you no more. It's just like Christmas. Amen. All the kids get new toys at Christmas, but after a few weeks, the new wears off and it's on a shelf somewhere. What about God? Amen. You know, if I was looking for, if God, I wondered, Brother Terry, if we were single and we was looking for a wife, we'd say, now this is what we want our wife to be like. We want her to be obedient. We want her to do this. We'd want her to do that. Amen. And then what would you sisters expect if you was looking for a husband? What you would want your husband to do? Well, I want him to get off their duff and go to work and make me a living. And I'd want them to do this, and I want them to do this, and I want them to take care of me. What about God? He's our husband. We're supposed to be his bride. And because he's God, we expect him to heal our bodies because he's God. We expect him to open heavens and pour out a blessing because he's God. We expect him to do all these things. But what about us being his wife? What does he expect of us? I believe he expects us to come to the house of God and worship him. I believe he expects us to live for him. I believe he expects us to be obedient. I believe he expects us to pray for one another. I believe he expects us to love one another. Amen. But what is it? Maybe it's too much with that worldly company. Whew. We lost our first love. Amen. No company would suit us, but no company would suit us but the godly. For boyfriends and our girlfriends, if they were walking just right, we'd say bye-bye, bye-bye, amen. But now it don't matter. They could come and, well, it's all right, you know, that'd be all right. We can hold hands, we can do all these things, and we can all do all these things. Come on, church, amen. We lost our first love. Amen. There's a many 16, 17-year-old girl in the message holding a mistake. It's just a simple mistake. Amen. But we lost our first love. It used to be, no, we won't have no part of that. We don't want none of that. But we lost our first love. Now it don't matter. Amen. Amen. Where do we lose it? Too much worldly company. Amen. The prophet of God said, you ought to, mate, he said, you parents, you better be careful and know who your children hang out with and run around with. Amen. Used to work. And I still work. Amen. And sometimes, you know, working and you pick up spirits. Because a lot of them people, there's only one thing on their mind. And you can read between the lines. And there's only one thing they want to do when they get off work. Go home. They're stressed out. They want to go home, sit in front of that one-eyed devil and drink a can of beer. That's all they want to do. And then we pick up that spirit. We come home. We want to treat our wife like anything and all that. We pick up that spirit. God help us. We lost our first love. And we're supposed to go to work. And we're supposed to do all them things, but we ought to set the tone how they should conduct their lives. They ought to be, amen, when they come into our presence, we are living such a godly life and be so close to God. Then when they start to say a word, bad word, they say, oh, forgive me, I'm sorry. Whew. Amen. Oh, God. One scripture says, amen, can a man take fire into his bosom and not get burned? Amen. Can you lay down with a dog and not get fleas? Amen. Oh, help us, Lord. But me and you as the bride of Jesus Christ, we ought to be able to take a licking and keep on ticking. Amen. We ought to keep on pressing on. Amen. We ought to keep pressing on. We ought to keep marching forward. Amen. We talk about election. We talk about our calling. We talk about sanctification. And sometimes we forget the pit where we dug out of. If it wasn't for God's grace, where would we be? We'd be in that same pit. Used to be a song, a sister song. It's my desire to live for Jesus. If you could see where I'm at now and where I used to be and where he brought me from, you'd understand and know the reason why I love him so. Amen. It's my desire. Well, we neglect communion with him. I'm not just talking about the Lord's table and all that, but communion, fellowshipping with Him. Amen. I remember this one lady one time said, she said, "Oh, wouldn't it be nice if we could gather together and here have the privilege to hear all the apostles preach and all that." She said, "But what if it'd keep me out of my closet of prayer?" Let me say it like this. It's nice to go to meetings. It's nice to go camp meetings. And it's nice to go and you get set there, Brother Terry, preach Brother Donnie, preach Brother Biscoe, preach Brother Tim, or whoever it may be, preach Brother Homer, or whoever it may be. Amen, it's nice, but is it keeping out of us our closet of prayer? Oh, it's nice what they're saying, and it's good, and we rejoice in it, and we rejoice that they're preaching the truth, and we say amen to the Word of God when they're preaching the Word of God, or we say, "Oh, me," or "ouch," or whatever we say, amen, and we'll say preaching and all that, but what about me and you? What about our life? Is it doing it any good, or is it keeping it out of our communion with God? Is it keeping us out of our fellowship with God, out of our closet of prayer? Nothing wrong with them things. Don't get me wrong. But what about me and you when it comes down to where the rubber meets the road? What about me and you? Our love for Christ depends upon our nearness to Him. You know why Pluto is the coldest planet? Because it's the furthest away from the sun. The S-U-N. You know why Mercury is so hot? It's the one closer to the S-U-N. What about me and you? We get away from God the colder we get. We get away from prayer. We get away from reading our Bible. We lost our first love and we become cold. We become sticky. Because we're still living in this old pest house. We still got an old kookaburra nature about us. And when we ain't living close to the S-O-N, we become sticky. We become bothersome. We grow cold. So I want to get close to the S-O-N tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. So our love for Him depends upon our nearness to Him. He must be our friend. Amen. And stick close to Him as He does. Closer than our brother, the Scripture says. Abraham, He called Abraham a friend. Oh, wouldn't that be nice? Amen. To call Him my friend. Oh, my beloved, my lover of my soul. Oh, the one that tends and cares to me. Hallelujah. The one that took spit upon Him that I might be here tonight. The one that took stripes upon His back that I might be healed tonight. He bore our chastisement. He bore our pain. He bore our iniquity. So that means you can sit here tonight justified, just as though we never did it in the first place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, and if we don't do that that way and stick close to Him, we'll never have our first love. Let me read you some things that the prophet of God said. He said, "I tell you," Jesus said, "you are the salt of the earth. But the salt have lost its savior. It is henceforth good for nothing but to be trod under the feet of man." You remember that's what it said in the Bible? And if I'm right about this, if I studied it right and heard it right one time, they said that salt, it preserves meat and stuff and all that. But said, but said if it's no good, it just, if it's lost its savor, it's just good to be trodden down under the feet of men. And what it actually done was that if they didn't use it and it became old, it became like a paste. And what they could do with that paste, they could patch the holes in the roofs on their house tops. And their roofs were flat back in those days, and they could walk out trodden under the foot of men. God help us. He said that's what it was good for. He said, and I say tonight, brethren, that the church, when it lost its love, it lost its Savior, and now we become a laughing block. No matter how many gifts we got, how many miracles we can perform, how many anything else, 1 Corinthians tells us, though I speak with tongue of men and of angels, I can move mountains with faith. I give all my goods to the poor. If I haven't got love, I'm nothing. You lose the salt when you lost the love. and so does a Savior if it contacts. There's only one thing left for the world, the church, to do. That's to be salty. And God will make the world thirsty like you. That's right. They thirst to be like you if you'll just be salty. God, help me to be. Give me my first love back so that I can be salty. So people can look and be. They'll want a desire to be like me. Again, he says, I don't care if you're Methodist, Baptist, Pentecost. He says, if you're this, Presbyterian, whatever you are, let us rejoice together. When that time come, when the church found its brotherly love, when the church found its holy decency, when the church found its place in Christ, it'll call to the other members of the body, come and rejoice with us. God wants the church to love him. Again, he says, and then tomorrow night when he goes out just to the end, you notice the angel appears right at the end time. Just at the end time to rebuke the church for losing its first love and how it got away from God like they did down through the ages. And at that time, the rapture comes to take the church home. The church goes up just at the time of the message. And so we are nearing that age now. Did you get that? All right. See, all right. See, just the time the angel of the church, the messenger of the age, comes to rebuke them for losing their first love, trying to bring them back. Oh, my. Again, he says, our Heavenly Father, we can see, Lord, that the church has lost its first love. We can see the church in full. All over the nation has dropped. Not only the nation, but the world. We realize that you spoke the other morning and said the seeding time is over here, that the only place to sow seeds is in the foreign fields. This is a gleaning over the stubble. And oh God, truly, them words was right. Whew. This was 1962. Where we at now? Amen. Oh God. Again, he says, and now, Father, that was you, not Solomon, that was you in Jesus. For he said God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. He was the beginning of the creation. His body was the redeemed creation. And now through the ages, the church lost its first love. And now in the last days, you promised to call little minority, the little flock at the last days. Father, our hearts are jumping and my hearts are pounding when I think of that. I know your words are true. None of them can fail. Let them people today understand that. And let the sinner seek you at this hour. Before the gates close, and there'll be no more time. Let the bride, as she starts getting out of step from this and that, may she come back into the step at the vision showed it a few weeks ago. That's what I want. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what I want. Amen. Oh my, one more. Listen to what he says. This is a Ephesus church age. He said, all right, now what was the spiritual climate of the church? It had left its first love. Leaving its first love of the Word of God was revealed to us, and having fallen from its origin, which was Pentecost. In plain English, that means the church was in danger of being taken away from the leading of the Holy Spirit, the control of the Spirit. This was exactly what took place after Moses had led Israel out of Egypt, the way God was to lead them by the cloud of fire, prophetic utterance, miracles and signs, and God-giving wonders. This was to be accomplished by God-selected and God-ordained and God-equipped and God-sent men, with the whole camp being dominated by a Holy Ghost move. They rebelled and wanted a set of rules and creeds to go by. Then they wanted a king. Then they wanted to be exactly like the world and went into complete apostasy and oblivion. This is exactly how the first church age started, and it will get worse and worse until the Holy Spirit is completely rejected and God must destroy the people. Where are we living at, church? We see it. Where people want to take the leadership of the Holy Spirit out of the church. Amen. He said, then what, Brother Dave, what we got to do? Number three, and the last point I want to make. Seek to have your first love restored. Brother and sister, though we be a child of God and lost our first love, trouble is near at hand. Though we be a child of God, though we be a son or daughter of God tonight, and maybe we lost our first love, then you know that, or you can guarantee that trouble is near at hand. Whom the Lord loveth, the scripture says, he chasteneth. He'll take the rod if our love cools. What did the prophet God, he came out of that vision screaming, get back in line, get back in line. You know, I wonder, what will the world say? You ever talk to people and say, what's wrong with you? You used to go to church on Wednesday night. You used to go to church Sunday morning. You used to go to church Sunday night. But now, I look and I see you. And I see you at home. And you're mowing the grass on Wednesday night. And you're doing this on Wednesday night. Y'all have church? Y'all still have church? There's a church back home where we live that every July, during the month of July, they cancel that whole month. They don't have church. I thought, my. What if Brother Donnie did that? Or Brother Homer or whoever. Would we still keep right on going? And say, God, would it be more burning when time come for come back around, we had church again? Or would we just give up and keep go about our ways that we're doing? Or would we say, whoa, no, we want church. The Bible says, you said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, and the more as you see that day approaching. Amen? He said, what will the world say? You said, go to prayer meeting, but you don't no more. Used to do this. What happened? You know, remember when they turned their backs in battle, when Israel turned their backs in battle, Joshua warned them, said, Lord, what's wrong? What's wrong? You promised us, Lord. And they turned their backs in battle and they lost, I think, about 36 men. Well, he fell on his face and said, God, what's the matter? What about me and you? Amen. When we turn our backs in battle, we do this and we do that. It can be said like this, it lacked marrow and strength, and it dried away. If we had our first love, or if we lost, or if we lost our first love, I wonder, was we ever a child of God at all? Question. If we've lost our first love tonight, was we ever a child of God at all? They went out from among us because they were not of us, the scripture says. Oh God, may I not think tonight or any other time that I've repented. And really, I've not really fully repented. I was just sorry that I got caught in what I was doing. Oh God. Oh my. May it not be said that I only thought that I had love to Christ. Love toward Christ, and never had it at all. Amen. Oh, God. May it not be true of me that I'm as a wandering star for whom is reserved blackness of darkness. Clouds without water. I think that's what Jude said. Whom is reserved blackness of darkness forever. May I not think I'm a child of God? But I really don't know that I know that I know that I know. Are there some that profess tonight, but we don't really possess what we're talking about? Oh my. We go to church, but really we just go through the motions. We don't really profess. Oh, we attend prayer meeting. We attend this, but we're really not converted. We profess Christianity, but we really don't possess Christianity. Like I said at the beginning, if you were arrested for being a Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict you? Let's stand together. We'll just bow our heads. Maybe they play that song. They know it. Search me and try me. Know my heart today. How many wants him to search us and try us? See if there be any wicked way in me. Amen. Oh God, that's what I want him to do. Let's just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, how we love you tonight, Lord Jesus. And how we appreciate you, Lord, tonight, Lord Jesus. And Lord, I just said what, Lord, you laid it on my heart to say, Lord Jesus. Lord, you commended them. Lord, and you was walking there and in the midst of them, Lord, and you commended them for many things, Lord. For trying them apostles and found out they were liars. They really wasn't apostles after all. Lord, and doing this, and they hated the deeds of the Nicolaitans and all that, Lord. And you commended them for that. But then, Lord, you said, there's one thing I got against you. That you left your first love. Oh, God, help us tonight, Lord Jesus. It says, nevertheless, I got something against you. You left your first love. Oh, and like we read in that other translation, how that we abandoned, or we forsaken, or we tar the one who loved us, the one who gave his life for us, we walked away from it. We walked away from him. And like Jeremiah said, my people have committed two evils. They've forsaken the living God, the fountain of life. The living waters, they've forsaken that and they've hewn out themselves cisterns. Broken cisterns that don't hold water. God, may it not be said that about us tonight, Lord Jesus. Lord, I remember when we first came in and all these things, Lord, it was just so precious to us, Lord. Lord, and we sat there and we'd listen to a tape. We couldn't hardly wait for the doors to open, Lord, to get in here, hear a pastor who was preaching. We couldn't hardly wait to sing the songs of Zion. We couldn't hardly wait, Lord, to hear the testimonies and hear all these things. But now, Lord, all that's been placed on a back burner, so to speak, Lord. But Father, may it not be said about me. Lord, like that, Father, that I've repented, but I'm not fully repented. May that not be said about me, Lord. May it not be said about me, Lord, that I thought I was right, but I really wasn't right after all. I just thought I was. I just presumed I was. Help me, Lord. Help me not to abandon you, Lord. But Lord, living in this, Lord, oh, Lord, I know we all talked about Hillary. We talked about this and this. But Lord, I wonder tonight, Lord, just how close we are in this thing, Lord. Oh, God. Maybe because of Hillary didn't make it, maybe some people say, look, false prophet. He didn't know what he was talking about. But Lord, there's a group of people that's called your bride. Lord, we might not understand everything. Lord, we might not can dot every I, cross every T, but we're going to keep pressing the battle. We're going to have our first love restored back to us. We're going to keep pressing on. We're going to keep pushing on. Now search us, Lord. Try us, Lord. See if there be any wicked way about us, Lord. Take the old stony heart out and give us a heart of flesh. One that can be touched by your spirit, Lord. One that can be touched and motivated by your love. One that can be motivated by your power. Grant it, Lord. Grant it, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, is it too much worldly company? Is that why we lost our first love? Too much of television? Is that why we lost our first love? If it's too much of this, then help us to come back and apply the token and kick that out, Lord. Help us, Lord. Search me. Try me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Take anything out of my heart that would be contrary to you, Lord Jesus. Grant it, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless your people. In Jesus' name. Amen. I wonder if it'd be all right just before we go, before I turn the service back to Brother Louis. Maybe Brother Aaron can come back and sing that song that he sung. And just worship. He said, sing with me. Worship with me. Amen. Oh, that's what I want to do tonight. I want my first love back. I want to love him more than I ever loved him. Amen. Brother Fred asked us last week, do you love? Oh, we might not understand some things and we might not know everything, Brother Terry, but do you love him more now than you ever did? Do you love this message more now than you ever did? Do you love one another now more than you ever did? You know, we was talking, coming down the road, and Pastor, I know he hurts, you know. He's lonely. He misses Sister Margie. You know, they were close. And sometimes, you know, I was sitting there talking to him. I had breakfast with him yesterday. And we're sitting there, and sometimes you don't understand things. We're human beings. Sometimes we quit. Why, Lord? Why? Why does this happen? Why does that happen? Why did this one get healed? This one didn't get healed. But you know what? In spite of all that, God's got a people that's going to keep pressing on. Amen. No matter how rough the way may get, no matter how oft I may have to stop and pray, I'm looking for that city whose builder and maker is God. Amen. I'm saying, God, get us back to our first, just once more, as the prophet screamed out, once more may I feel your power, Lord. Once more may I feel that holy. Shake us, Lord. Rebaptize us, Lord, with your Holy Ghost, Lord. Recharge our batteries, Lord. Hallelujah. Grant it, Lord. Let's worship God. Sing it. Amen. Amen.
The splendor of a king.
Oh, he's splendors tonight, isn't he? Amen. Let's just worship him. Amen.
Majesty.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Let all the earth rejoice.
Yes, Lord.
All the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light.
Oh, yes, he does. Hallelujah.
And darkness tries to hide.
Thank you.
Trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice.
Yes.
How great is our God.
Hallelujah.
Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great, is our God.
Your name above. Thank you, Lord. Give him praise. Give him glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we love you tonight, Lord. Restore us back to our first love, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help our hearts to be on fire for you. Let us not draw nigh with our lips and our heart be far from you. But let our heart be near to you tonight. Grant it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you.
Give our Lord one good hand clap of praise tonight. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Certainly appreciate the word of the Lord tonight. You know what? It was nothing but the truth. Nothing but the truth. I want my first love back, don't you? Amen. I remember them good old days. Don't want to just look back at that stuff, but God's present right now. It's not God. It's us. It ain't God. It's us. But I tell you what, you could hear a tape and it'd burn you up. You couldn't wait. You couldn't wait to tell somebody. God, give us that back again. Let this message be the greatest thing, the focal point of our life is the truth of what we're believing right now. That's the number one thing. Now, before we leave, let's sing that little chorus. He mentioned it several times. We're going to keep pressing on. We ain't got nothing to turn back to. We're going to keep pressing on, right? Somebody say praise the Lord. Let's sing about it tonight. You can be dismissed as we sing this song. Remember service in the morning at 11. Brother David will be speaking again for us in the morning. The Lord willing, we'll just have another good time. Amen. We're going to keep pressing on. Oh, pressing on. We're going to keep pressing on the higher calling of our Lord. We're going to keep pressing on. Church, we're pressing on. Higher calling of our Lord. Now, Satan tries to stop me, turn me aside, says there's no need for you to go on. I wouldn't even try. Even if there was a rapture, you'll never make it in. We'll just say, Satan, we're going to prove you're a liar again. Going to keep pressing on. Yes, we're pressing on. We're pressing on the higher calling of our Lord. God bless you, church. You're dismissed. We're going to keep pressing on. Oh, pressing on. I'm going to keep pressing on the higher calling of my Lord. Yes, I'm going to keep pressing. Keep pressing on. I'm gonna keep pressing on.